Welcome to Reflecting God. One man from each tribe shouldered one stone from the dry bed of the Jordan and brought it into the land of promise. Each then carried his stone several miles to a place called Gilgal, where Joshua arranged them into a memorial to God. For the Israelites, the stones would forever remind them of God's miraculous hand of deliverance and provision. But the stones also spoke in a wider audience. As long as the memorial stood, Israel could show the world God's incredible and mighty hand of power. Others could see and touch the stones, marveling at how they were retrieved from the middle of a flowing river. The stones spoke to the Israelites of the need to fear and respect God. If God could hold back the waters and bring his people over safely, just think of what else he could do. Can you hear the stones speaking today? Have you heeded their call? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.